Variety Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run. It's our weekly take on all things property related. I'm Sim Wee Boon. Following up on our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact to the local property sector, we now take a step back and look at how this outbreak has affected the property sector on a global scale. Zhuhai IQI is one of Asia's biggest prop tech groups for global properties, and they've recently conducted a survey with real estate agents in more than 60 countries to detail the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on their business. So joining us on the show today is George Smeal, Executive Chairman of Zhuhai IQI, to talk about their findings. Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you, Sim. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's start off with the most important and most obvious question is, what were the main highlights of your survey?
The main highlights of our survey are threefold. Number one is we asked agents across 60 countries on a global scale how they feel this epidemic or pandemic will influence their earnings in 2020. And 82% of these agents have said they will expect a cut in their earnings. That is not surprising. And many of them are currently focused on organizing themselves in their home offices. But what they also said is that actually right now, it's a good time to buy. So 2/3 of them said it would be a very good time to buy in the countries. There's few countries where people are slightly more pessimistic and other countries where people are more optimistic. But the common theme is right now, China is coming back. How can we be ready to capture the growing demand and the return to normality in China? And how can we leverage online to make a better living?
Let's talk about the region. Maybe we start a bit with Malaysia, because I noticed that Malaysia perhaps is the least pessimistic, if I'm not mistaken, out of all the other countries. Do you have any reasons why that could support this?
I think Malaysia went very clear and very straight into this lockdown. They didn't have a long period of uncertainty, which other countries have experienced. So there's a confidence level is much higher, which is very important for real estate. Second of all, Malaysia has experienced in the lead up to this lockdown quite a strong surge in demand from overseas and domestically. So the agents have a lot of deals which they are at the moment completing. And then thirdly also, people look at the Chinese situation. So countries which are in Asia are mentally closer to China, and therefore they see that in China things are coming back to reality. So that gives them optimism.
Okay, but what about countries that are more positive? I mean, which countries did you guys notice that had the real estate agents there are more positive about the effect of COVID-19 on the property sector?
So the more positive countries, as you mentioned, are Malaysia, also the Philippines, as well as Singapore. And if you turn it around, who are the more negative ones? It was Greece, Canada, and Portugal. I might, however, say that this is not necessarily directly related to the outside interest. This is an internal view, which we are measuring.
Do these real estate agents, do they have a projection of how long they do feel that the pandemic will last? I mean, does it differ from country to country, or is there a general consensus towards the timeline of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, it varies a bit country by country, and is probably triggered also by the time when the market entered into more severe lockdown regulations. But it's pretty clear across the board that this pandemic will last some months. So it won't be over in a few weeks, but will last some months. And somewhere in the area of 1 to 3 months is what people expect. Obviously, again, they look at China, look at the situation there. They also look at their own countries and the published statistics and draw conclusions from those. Overall, what agents know and also what the media is suggesting is, and it's a reality that the economies are not structurally broken. This all happened at a time when there was actually a well-functioning global economy in place. So there's a lot of money currently waiting for everything to calm down and to normalize, to be reinvested. And on top of that, there's a lot of stimuli being prepared by governments of different stages to inject into the local economies once the pandemic has some adverse impacts on the population, on the workforce in these countries. So I do believe that this will help get through this pandemic fairly soon, but it will be months, not weeks.
Of course, this pandemic came along the time where global oil prices were crashing and, you know, the US-China trade war was also kind of like still affecting global markets and its economy. Did the survey account into other external global factors in terms of the sentiment of the real estate agents industry, or is it just solely on COVID-19?
I mean, the survey was primarily on COVID-19, but as you correctly say, it happens at a point in time when other factors are already playing out. So other factors which impact cross-border purchases or domestic demand, and other factors which impact the mix of the countries which progress well and the mix of the countries which don't progress well. What this pandemic has done for us is it has made one significant shift. As you know, the real estate industry in general is not a very automated industry yet. So there were studies done by McKinsey and so on which suggest that only 10% of all the process steps are currently automated in normal real estate land. And what this pandemic has done is it made it almost mandatory for people to say, let's embrace technology and let's use whatever we have at the moment to the maximum extent, meaning conference calls, video conference calls with multiple parties, virtual tours, also to leverage online advertising over billboard and other forms of advertising. So it has kind of accelerated the disruption, certainly, because technology is most effective when it solves real problems rather than is a nice to have.
Okay, of course, we'll get a bit more on the technology in a bit later, but I want to focus on like the real estate agents themselves. With the sentiment going, and no doubt that they are looking at kind of like a downturn in business for a few months, will we see a retrenchment or a drop in terms of real estate agents? How secure are their jobs moving forward?
I mean, we certainly will see changes in the real estate industry when the number of volumes drop. So will also the productivity of the agent base and ultimately also the agent base be impacted. The question is it a temporary drop of a few months or is it a permanent drop for a couple of years? I mean, in this case, we predict it's a temporary drop, and other epidemics or pandemics have shown that markets bounce back even stronger after such V-shaped or U-shaped declines. And so the key is right now is to get through this, to build up strengths. I mean, this is also a time when you can grow and sell. For example, we have a few agents who have sold properties completely online. I mean, apart from obviously the legal part, but all the other things were done completely online with no physical contact with the buyer. And we've also started doing online expos, property expos, rather than our old physical expos, which we used to do in different parts of the world to promote properties. So even in these times, there are times to earn money. is the key thing. It's not as ample as before, but the good agents or well-prepared agents will earn money. And the second bit to remember is this is not a permanent situation. This is a temporary situation. Southeast Asia is an attractive market. Asia is an attractive region.
Okay, but in terms of the kind of like makeup of the real estate agents and even the ones that you have mentioned that has successfully managed to sell or transact, what is the percentage or what is the makeup that these real estate agents has that are free agents and those that are like sign on with like kind of like an agency? Because no doubt the agencies will still have support because they are with a company, but those free agents that work for themselves, wouldn't they face a tougher time ahead?
They definitely will face a tougher time ahead, and we have seen also a strong increase in expressions of interest to join our group. And so definitely in terms of contractions, it's always that people go more for towards the brands and towards the more well-equipped infrastructure players in the market.
And we'll be right back with more after these messages. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to The Property Show on The Morning Run. I'm Sim Wee Boon, and with me here today is George Mill, Executive Chairman of Juwai IQI. They recently did a survey with real estate agents in more than 60 countries to detail the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on their business. And earlier we were discussing about the findings, some of the highlights that the survey revealed. Now let's focus a bit on the real estate agents themselves. With the downturn and the kind of like projected drop in business, how are real estate agents coping? How are real estate agents relooking the strategies that they have in terms of trying to buy and sell houses?
Obviously, it is a change to their daily livelihood. Initially, the focus is on health and making sure they set themselves up well at home. Luckily, in places like Malaysia, internet connectivity is good in most places. So people have the number one priority, which enables them to work from home. I mean, they are also obviously following clear processes around, you know, hand sanitizers, hand washing, etc., to make sure they stay healthy during that time. And then they focus on how they can adapt to the current situation. And one of the strategies some of them follow through, and this is not only the case for Malaysian agents, but across the board, they focus on other markets. And one of the probably most popular other markets at the moment is China, because China is back in business and coming back to normality. And so they are like advertising strongly to Chinese consumers and buyers using portals such as Juwai.com. They are also spending a lot of time and efforts to upgrade the knowledge on social media using tools for virtual reality to promote properties, interact with potential buyers online. There's also, as I mentioned earlier, more and more of the display and the expo work being done online. Juwai in the past ran at least one to two events per month over the last couple of years. We have now moved completely online, so we are running live seminars for half a day where 5 to 6 different developers can present themselves and in a live seminar to a lot of buyers. We did our first pilot, and we had 100,000 views, and we collected 250 real contacts who are very interested in buying and can be converted now, which is not bad because we had literally no advertising investment. We just used our own brand asset, and it was only a test case. So now we will go deeper on that and drive more of that kind. The other thing what people are doing is obviously joining larger brands such as Juwai IQI, IQI Global, because they know joining such a brand, they get infrastructure, they get technology, they get tools which help them compete in this current environment. And by doing all of this, some agents are quite successful despite the circumstances. In these circumstances are not here to last forever. I mean, we're talking about a few months of significant disruption, and it's now about changing how we do things. I do believe, however, that after these 2 to 3 months, people won't necessarily go back fully to the old way of doing business, but certain online tools, technology, processes will remain, and the industry will be much more automated.
How successful has this shift to technology been? Because as you said earlier in the interview, real estate agent, the real estate industry hasn't really been a very kind of like technological or most modern automated industry. Are the consumers ready for it? Are the real estate agents ready for it?
I would say the consumers are definitely ready for it and they are used to it. And real estate agents are ready for it. Not every real estate agent, but there's always early adopters. In the past, it was more the early adopters and the early followers who were taking up online offering. Now it's also later followers who are kind of pushed to take up those offerings. We are seeing now online transactions happening of people transacting properties purely online. Technology will also catch up. We have a blockchain and other technology emerging, not yet being implemented, but emerging, and they will help make these new processes safer and even more transparent.
And do you think this will affect prices of properties moving forward, this shift to technology, this slow recovery from the effects of the pandemic?
Prices are obviously impacted by supply and demand. And at the moment, obviously, agents are slightly more pessimistic when it comes to the prices, meaning they're not really recommending vendors to sell at the moment if they want to sell. But on the other side, for buyers, and especially buyers of new properties, they say two-thirds of them have said this is a great time to buy a property. In the long run, in the short run, there's also other factors which impacting the whole pricing. For example, foreign exchange rates. There has been quite a shakeup of some of the foreign exchange rates over the last probably 2 to 4 weeks. In particular, the Australian dollar has dropped significantly against some of the other currencies, including the Malaysian ringgit. And that makes Australian properties very, very attractive to buyers because you automatically get a 10, 20% discount by paying the same amount. And factors like these happen during such crisis or temporary pandemics and influence buyer behavior significantly.
Of course, a lot of your clientele, a big part of your clientele from part of your company is coming from China, and China is going into recovery mode. Are you projecting an uptick of activity with the real estate agents?
I definitely predict an uptick in activity from the real estate agents because, I mean, the underlying demand from China is strong. The inquiry levels have been strong and have continued to rise again. Currently, we are seeing, if you look into the key inquiry levels, countries like Vietnam maintains one of its leadership positions in terms of the most attractive countries or most inquired countries by Chinese buyers, as well as Malaysia. And then a few other countries made it to the list due to the current pandemic, like Germany is going to be quite high up due to the relatively high medical standards in the country, which is a new factor which gets factored in when choosing a place to invest in. However, I do believe this is probably more temporary, and in the long run, the usual suspects, so to speak, of Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines will be on top of the list and more Southeast Asian countries joining in, because one thing is for sure, well, this pandemic has slowed down a bit the growth in our region temporarily due to the population growth, due to the underlying economics, and also due to the stimulus. I do believe the markets will catch up in the medium to long term.
we're coming off a shift in societal thinking. You know, many people are being told not to travel. Many people are being told to stay at home. We don't know how after all of this over, when things start to recover, I mean, we're not sure exactly how society will react. I mean, is there any concern in terms of, especially with the strategy you mentioned in terms of encouraging foreign buying or foreign investment, how confident are you that that will take off? What if people start to look domestically or feel that they're safer closer to home?
I mean, I'm relatively indifferent if people buy domestically or buy cross-border, because we obviously operate across all of Asia, like addressing all of the Asian consumers' needs. However, what we are seeing from the numbers is that there's a rise in overseas buyers, and the reason why Chinese buyers are at the moment also more and more being quoted in the media is because China is really, really coming back to business. I give you one example. There was a project worth almost ₱1 billion in Suzhou, in Wuzhong province, and that sold within 1 hour to 90%. I mean, we've seen similar things happen also in Malaysia and in other places, but overall, for large cities and a couple of large cities, the reports say that the sales in the eight large cities surpassed the average volume in the final quarter to 2019. So in 2020, the volume starts to accelerate already. I'm not surprised, because underlying economy is there. And if you're the first back in business, you kind of benefit because you're the one who is fastest back and almost like in a pole position in the recovery process.
So where are the bright spots now? Where are the main opportunities that you see now and probably in the short or medium term for people to look to make money, for people to look to kind of like get a head start?
So what I would do is I would say obviously make a decision between, am I looking domestically for myself, or am I looking for investment or for education or for retirement overseas, in which case I would factor in things like the foreign exchange rates. I would factor in other factors which I would always consider, like saying, do I want my kids to go to school in Australia or in Canada or in the UK or in other places. And so there are certain factors which are undeterred and other factors which are more of temporary nature. So right now I would have a look as, if I wanted to buy, cross-border, I would look also if the markets I favor have foreign exchange advantages, and if they have, that would make me even more likely to purchase. If I'm looking domestically, I would go for large established developers and reputable agents, because in these times you don't want to get sold something which isn't of such great wealth in the longer term.
Okay, and that's all the time we have for today's property show. Thank you for being on the show, George. That was George Schmiel, Executive Chairman of Juwai IQI. We've got a 10 a.m. news bulletin coming up next, followed by Enterprise. I'm Sim Wee Boon, signing off for the morning run. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.